This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are off and running with Season 6, and Season 6, like Season 2, like Season 3, 4, and 5, is presented by Hooters. Specific to those of you like me who live in the greater Tampa Bay area and have enjoyed the original Hooters brand, they have added a location since we last spoke to you at the end of last fantasy football season. It is in Odessa. It's just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway at 16070 State Road 54. Do you like to dine outdoors? You will like this location. Do you like a big spacious restaurant for dining? You will like this location. Do you live in Trinity? Do you live over by the Fox Hollow Golf Club? You will like this location. Adding that to the double digits of location in the original Hooters brand family in the greater Tampa Bay area, we welcome them. And perhaps even at some point, we will be there doing something with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Also, if you prefer easy online ordering at any of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, you just go to originalhooters.com. I was just on it moments ago. I'm not going to tell you what I ordered. None of your business how much I eat. You just click the orange icon in the upper right that says order, and you're off and running at originalhooters.com for easy online service. Email, if you want to play in a podcast league, now would be a good time for you to express your interest, whether you've played in a podcast league previously with me, or you're new to the podcast and haven't played previously in a podcast league. I need to know how many people want to play so I can organize number of leagues, number of teams per league, venues, etc. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Obviously, if you email me, I'll have your email. I would like your full name, first and last. I'd like your phone number. I'd like to know where you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, because you do have to physically attend and draft in person somewhere in the greater Tampa Bay area where we have the drafts to be determined. If you want to drive in from, say, Fort Myers, that's fine. If you want to drive in from Winter Haven, that's fine. If you want to drive in from Orlando, that's fine. Greg drives in from Ocala, that's fine. Just some examples, but I do physically need you there. You cannot Skype or Zoom in any of my fantasy drafts to this point. Once there is demand for that, and I'm starting to think about doing an exclusive draft for people who don't live in the greater Tampa Bay area where we would Skype or Zoom, once I would get demand and logistics, then we go for something like that. Maybe we'll do something like that next year. But to this point, we're not there yet. I would need you in person at a date, time, and venue to be determined if you're interested in playing in one of our podcast leagues. There is no charge to play in any podcast league. There never has been. There never will be. And last year, all owners who played in the podcast league were surprised by the generosity of Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford, who announced at the draft, he had me announce it, but basically told me the winner of the league would receive a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford. Robert Wright, now a two-time winner in the podcast league, won that $1,000 check and benefited from what I felt was a very one-sided trade he made for a wide receiver from Sean Sullivan. So Sean, appropriate, you presented that check to Robert because you made him one hell of a trade deadline deal that had a lot of us shaking our heads. But it's your money, Sean, and Robert was happy to take it. So, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you want to play in one of our podcast leagues, please reach out to me as soon as possible. I just want to talk about some things. When I wrapped up the podcast last year, kind of a summary of what happened based on the numbers that were produced, what kind of information did we gather from the 2020 fantasy football season? And I'll run through in maybe the next podcast or the next one after that I do tweak my scoring, not only in my podcast leagues, but my foundation leagues. There are some things that are different about the way I run leagues because I want to reward good teams and I want the result to be reflected by how your guys actually did as you watched them on the field of play. So I have modified some things in my scoring, but it's not drastic. I just think it's more connected to the actual game we watch. That's the NFL with the way I do it. So based on what I call Todd Wright adjusted standard scoring, and I haven't done the no PPR podcast. I have nothing to do with PPR. Obviously, I play DraftKings. I tolerate it there because they do it. And I have no say. You either play or you don't play. But none of my leagues have any involvement with PPR. I'll do that in another podcast. So just know, in my Todd Wright adjusted standard scoring leagues, one of the things that I thought was very significant from last year is the need to have a productive quarterback. It's probably higher than it's ever been. The top 10 performers in my leagues last year, which also, let me throw in a caveat here. In my leagues, you do not get as many points per yard passing as most standard leagues. I've adjusted that to try to keep things balanced. Also, in my leagues, you are penalized 2 points for an interception, not one. Also, in my leagues, if you throw a pick six, if your quarterback throws a pick six, you lose 2 for the pick and 2 for the six, because I feel and have felt for a long time, if you get 4, which is the standard number for a touchdown, from your quarterback throwing one for his own team, you should lose the same amount if he throws one to the opposing team. So I have more limits on how many points a quarterback can score than standard leagues. That said, at the end of last year, the top 10 performing players in my leagues were all quarterbacks. All 10. Those top 10 combined to run for 48 touchdowns. So having that dual threat quarterback to get you the rushing yards, to get you rushing touchdowns, has become very significant. And there are more and more of those type quarterbacks out there, and they are scoring. The top 5 in my Todd Wright adjusted standard score, or as I say, Todd Wright modernized standard scoring leagues. The top 5 in my leagues last year, in order: Josh Allen was number one. Patrick Mahomes was number 2. Kyler Murray was number 3, even though, as Kyler Murray owners know, and Arizona Cardinals fans know, something was up that last month of the season. It was part Murray being hurt, part Kingsbury's coaching, part other teams had adjusted to Murray and Kingsbury. So we kind of see with a healthy Murray what Arizona has going here out of the gate in 2021. I'm worried this thing could fall apart fast in Arizona. This is just a comment of mine. And if it falls apart fast and bad, I know Chandler Jones wants out. Murray could go play baseball and Kingsbury could be fired. I mean, and Arizona just basically is starting over. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if this goes bad, it's a slippery slope. So Murray was 3. Aaron Rodgers was 4. Rodgers with underrated feet and legs. You know, he can call much like Peyton Manning used to, although Peyton very rarely kept the ball himself. But Rodgers can manipulate a defense to move them all to one side and then just simply, you know, go in from anywhere from, what, 1 to 5 yards out inside the pylon, and that's it. And Deshaun Watson was 5. And I know Deshaun Watson is a whole other issue. But the point being, Allen 1, Mahomes 2, Murray 3, Rodgers 4, Watson 5. Top 5 producers in fantasy football, according to my modernized standard scoring last year, all quarterbacks. And then 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 were 5 other quarterbacks. You combine all 10 of them, and they ran for 48 touchdowns. I'm not telling you to draft a quarterback in the first round, although some of you did that last year with Patrick Mahomes. And some of you have done it in previous years with Aaron Rodgers. What I'm telling you is make sure you get a quarterback that's going to have the ball in his hands and make a lot of plays. I think it's very, very significant. When we get down in my modernized standard scoring, top 10 were quarterbacks, then number 14, 15, 16, and 17 were also quarterbacks. But here were the 4 that were ranked in my scoring settings, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Cousins, Big Ben, Matt Ryan, Derek Carr. I think I finally said Derek and not David. Okay, you're saying, well, see, there's plenty of quarterbacks to go around. It kind of goes back to that old theory of you don't need to use a pick on a quarterback early because you can get someone after everybody else has drafted a quarterback. I hung on to that for a long time. You can't really do it anymore because you're not going to get the quarterbacks that put up big numbers regularly or have the ball in their hands with the potential to throw lots of touchdowns or run for touchdowns or get those valuable rushing yards. The drop-off from the top 5 quarterbacks to number 14, Cousins, number 15, Big Ben, number 16, Matt Ryan, number 17, Derek Carr, was minimum 100 points. So Deshaun Watson was 5 in my league. Cousins at 14 was 100-plus points lower than Watson. Then it gets even bigger when you compare Cousins to Rodgers or Cousins to Murray or Cousins to Mahomes or Cousins to Allen. Then it gets larger when you compare Big Ben to them in that order or Matt Ryan in that order or Carr in that order. That's a lot of points. So over a, you know, over the regular season, you know, splitting that up on average over 16 games, that's significant. That's 100 points lower than the top 5 guys. So if you're not drafting a quarterback in the first round, that's fine. But you need to know the temperature of the room. And unlike previous years where you could employ that zero quarterback theory and take one after you loaded up on running backs, loaded up on wide receivers, that everybody else has their quarterback, and you're like, well, they're not going to take backups this early, so I'm going to keep loading up on other positions. That's not as likely to work anymore. I mean, you could fall into something good with maybe a rookie or, you know, if someone falls through the cracks. It doesn't feel like a winning formula for you. Sure, you could luck into taking someone's backup and then, you know, the top guy fails or gets hurt, or you get the right rookie and he ends up playing from the fourth quarter of week one and he's just off and running. We could have a scenario like that this year where, you know, one of these rookie quarterbacks just suddenly gets thrust in there and boom, takes off. And it's going to be a big time run for that particular quarterback. But this year, more than any since I've been playing fantasy football, you better get your quarterback early. I'm not saying you have to do it in the first round. I'm not even saying you have to do it in the second round. But if you wait until half or the majority of your league has selected a quarterback, you might be missing out on a big number of points, because those quarterbacks that are dual threats, that are as much of a threat to score in the red zone running as they are throwing, with those throwing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns being worth 50% more than a throwing touchdown, 6-4, you're going to be missing out. So you want one of those guys more than any other year that I can remember. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Again, for easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com. Simply click the orange icon in the upper right that says order. And remember their newest location in Odessa at 16070 State Road 54. If you want to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.